So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, text, chapter number 17, text number 15. Atah papi asim yonim asurim yahi durmate yateha buyo mahatam nakarta putra kilbisham. Atak papi asim yonim asurim yahi durmate yateha buyo mahatam nakarta putra kilbisham. Atak papi asim yonim asurim yahi durmate yateha buyo mahatam nakarta putra kilbisham. Atak papi asim yonim asurim yahi durmate yateha buyo mahatam nakarta putra kilbisham. Ataha, therefore, papi asim, most sinful, yonim, to the species of life, asurim, demoniac, yahi, go, durmate, O impudent one, yatha, so that, iha, in this world, Buyaha, again, Mahatam, to great personalities, Na, not, Karta, will commit, Putra, my dear son, Kilbisham, any offense. Translation, O impotent one, my dear son, now take birth in a low, sinful family of demons, so that you will not commit such an offense again toward exalted, saintly persons in this world. Translation, please repeat. O impotent one, my dear son, now take birth in a low, sinful family of demons, so that you will not commit such an offense again toward exalted saintly persons in this world. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One should be very careful not to commit offenses at the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, of whom Shiva is the best. While instructing Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava as Hatimata, a mad elephant. When a mad elephant enters a nice garden, it spoils the entire garden. Similarly, if one becomes like a mad elephant and commits offenses at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, his entire spiritual career is halted. One should therefore be very careful not to commit offenses at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. Mother Parvati was justified in punishing Chitraketu, for Chitraketu impudently criticized the Supreme Father, Mahadev, who is the father of all living entities, conditioned within this material world. The goddess Durga is called Mother, and Lord Shiva is called Father. A pure Vaishnava should be very careful to engage in his specific duty without criticizing others. This is the safest position. Otherwise, if one tends to criticize others, he may commit the great offense of criticizing a Vaishnava. Because Chitraketu was undoubtedly a Vaishnava, he might have been surprised that Parvati had cursed him. Therefore, the goddess Parvati addressed him as Putra, or son. Everyone is a son of Mother Durga, but she is not an ordinary mother. As soon as there is a small discrepancy in a demon's behavior, Mother Durga immediately punishes the demon so that he may come to his senses. This is explained by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Daiva ye se gunamayi mama maya durateya mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam charantite. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is very difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. To surrender to Krishna means to surrender to his devotees also, for no one can become a proper servant of Krishna unless he is a proper servant of a devotee. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Payeche Keva. Without serving a servant of Krishna, one cannot be elevated to being a servant of Krishna himself. Therefore, Mother Parvati spoke to Chitraketu exactly like a mother who says to her naughty child, "My dear child, I am now punishing you so that you won't do anything like this again." This tendency of a mother to punish her child is found even in Mother Yasoda, who became the mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mother Yasoda punished Krishna by binding him and showing him a stick. This is the duty of a mother to chastise her beloved son, even in the case of the Supreme Lord. It is to be understood that Mother Durga was justified in punishing Chitraketu. The punishment was a boon to Chitraketu, because after taking birth as the demon Vitrasura, he was promoted directly to Vaikuntha. Atak papi asimyonim asurim yahi durmate yateha buyo mahatam nakarta putra kilbisham. O impotent one, my dear son, now take birth in a low, sinful family of demons, so that you will not commit such an offense again toward exalted saintly persons in this world. Om agyana timirandasya yananjana shalakaya chaksurun militam jena tasmai sri gurave nama sri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupakanamayam tadati svapadandikam aradanastra nandantai ridam yache puna puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I was born in the darkest of ignorance with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual masters opened my eyes to the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my obeisances at his lotus feet. Does anybody have a watch I could borrow or something? Because from here we can't see the clock, so I'm looking around, but there's no clock to see. Oh, not much time left, my goodness. So although Chitraketu is being cursed, we'll see in this chapter that he does not try to retaliate. Prabhupada explains he's actually powerful enough to retaliate. But being a humble Vaishnava, he accepted the curse of Mother Parvati, thinking it must be due to some past reaction of his sin. He never blamed Mother Parvati. And actually here Prabhupada said, it was actually a great benediction for him. Because in the next life, when he took birth as Vritrasura from the Yagya of Tvasta, then he was able to fight with Indra and be killed by Indra, and thus he went back to home, back to Godhead. So this curse was not actually a curse, it was a great benediction. And he accepted it like that, because this is the humble attitude of a Vaishnava. Later we'll see, in this chapter, Lord Shiva instructs Parvati, just see the nature of the Vaishnava. He's not afraid of anything, even going to the hell, as long as he can remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Vaishnava Parayana. He's always completely surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord. He knows that happiness, distress of this material world coming and going. So he's not upset when there's unhappiness. It will go away. He's not super infatuated with happiness. He also knows it will go away. He's only interested in serving the Lord. And that was Chitraketu. So actually this curse was a great benediction. And here Prabhupada explains, someone may be surprised. Mother Parvati's cursing him, but she's doing it out of the love of a mother. Mother's duty is to correct the child. So sometimes she has to punish. And here Prabhupada explains, even Mother Yasoda, who had the Supreme Personality of Godhead as her son, she also chastised Krishna. By tying him with rope and showing him a stick. So this leads us into this very nice, this verse is by chance happened today as we're starting the wonderful month of Damodar, Kartik, which is all about this pastime of Madhya Yashoda showing the stick and binding up Lord Krishna. So we'll discuss all about the glories of this month of Kartik. This purport was a nice lead-in. So one of the most important of the ceremony of functions is called Urjavrat. Urjavrat is observed in the month of Kartik, October, November. Especially in Vrindavan, there is a specific program for temple worship of the Lord in his Damodar form. Damodar refers to Krishna being bound with a rope by his mother Yasoda. It is said that just as Lord Damodar is very dear to his devotees, so the month known as Damodar Kartik is also very dear to them. So this month is known as Urjava. Urjava refers to Shakti, energy. So this month of Kartik is actually representative of Srimati Radharani. Because we know Krishna is the Shaktiman and Radharani is the Shakti. So Urjavrat means this is specifically this month. This is why it is very dear to the devotees, because it represents Srimati Radhika. The execution of devotional service for Urjavrat in the month of Kartik is especially recommended to be performed in Mathura Mandala. This system is still followed by many devotees. They go to Mathura Vrindavan and stay there during the month of Kartik, specifically to perform devotional services during this period. In the Padma Purana it is said, the Lord may offer liberation or material happiness to a devotee. But after some devotional service has been executed, particularly in Mathura Mandala during the month of Kartik, the devotees want only to attain pure devotional service to the Lord. The purport is, the Lord does not award devotional service to ordinary persons who are not serious about it. But even such persons who execute devotional service according to the regular principles during the month of Kartik and within the jurisdiction of Mathura in India are very easily awarded the Lord's personal service. See the Prabhupada in Nectar Devotion, chapter 12. Durlavo bhakti yogo me mama yasya vihayaka kartike maturayam cha ratenaena labhyate. Pure devotional service to me, which, because it places me under my devotee's dominion, is very difficult to obtain. It is easily obtained by following this vow in Mathura during Kartik. To they who worship Krishna in Vrindavan, the Lord gives them their original spiritual forms. The perfect atonement to purify the sins of a lifetime is to worship Lord Damodar in Vrindavan during Kartik. The month of Kartik spent in Vrindavan brings a supreme destination. Srila Prabhupada Goswami in his Mathura Mahatmyam. In the month of Kartik, which is very dear to Sri Hari, one who bathes early in the morning attains the merit of bathing in all the places of pilgrimage. Anybody who offers the Lord a ghee lamp in the month of Kartik, O Brahmana, becomes free from all kinds of sins, such as killing a Brahmana, and he goes to the abode of Lord Hari, the Brahmakand. So every day we have to take bath, but just by bathing in the month of Kartik, we get so much benefit. Actually, it's said that in the holy dham, sleeping, you get the benefit of paying your sastang pranam.
Sastang pranam means dandavats, you know. Seven places of the body touch, so it's called sastang.
As Satyuga is the best of yugas, as the Vedas are the best of scriptures, as Ganga is the best of rivers, so Kartik is the best of month, most dear to Lord Krishna. Of course, Kartik is most dear to Lord Krishna because it represents Srimati Radharani. This is from Skanda Puran. Sutta Goswami says, if anyone fasts and observes the Kartik Vrata according to the rules and regulations, the Yamadutas, the messengers of Yamaraj, run away from him. Just as an elephant runs away by seeing a lion. The deer, this deer fast, Vrata of Lord Vishnu, is even better than performing 100 great sacrifices that would take him to heaven, because the person who observes the Kartik Vrat goes to the spiritual world. Padma Puran. Although one can easily reach Mathura of Raj Mandal on this earth, and although Kartik month is easily observable, and although in the month of Kartik all the places of pilgrimage, oceans, rivers, lakes, come to the Mathura area, still those human beings who are foolish and suffering in the material existence do not take advantage of it. It's Padma Puran. All the holy places, everything that takes so long to go to all different holy, they're all come here in this month of Kartik. So who is that fool who didn't come for Kartik this year? Kartik is the best, the purifier of purifiers, and most glorious of all months. Kartik month is particularly dear to Lord Sri Krishna. This month is full of bhakta-vatsalya. Any vrata, even the smallest, will yield huge results. The effect of performing a Kartik vrata lasts for 100 lifetimes, whereas ordinary vratas last only for one lifetime. Srimati Radhika is the presiding deity of the holy month of Kartik. Rupa Goswami and others refer to Radharani as Kartik Devi. In other words, Radhika is the goddess or presiding deity of the Kartik Vrat, Padma Puran, quoted by Sanatana Goswami in his Hari Bhakti Vilas. Specifically in the month of Damodar, one should daily worship Lord Damodar and take bath early in the morning, give charity, and follow a fasting vow. This is a duty of Vaishnavas, Hari Bhakti Vilas, from Skanda Puran. O son Narad, those brahmanas who do not give charity in the month of Kartik, perform sacrifice, chant japa, and fast for Lord Hari, are the lowest of mankind. Hari Bhakti Vilas, again from Skanda Puran. There is no other month equal to Kartik, and there is no other yuga equal to Krita Yuga. There is no other scripture equal to the Vedas. There is no other place to pilgrimage equal to Ganga. Therefore, the month of Kartik is very dear to the Vaishnavas, people dedicated to Vishnu. Also from Hari Bhakti Vilas, from Skanda Puran. O great sage, after giving up all varieties of religious functions, one should follow a Kartik fast. Well, I'm leaving my glasses here. Oh, now it's much clearer. All right. And listen to the narrations of Lord Sri Hari before his deity form. So we have a whole month of prikamas for you. We'll sit in front of different deities all over Braj and hear about the Lord's pastimes. Narrations of Lord Hari before his deity form. Hari Bhakti Vilas from Skanda Puran. Lord Brahma speaking to Narad Muni. One female rat had once burnt a ghee lamp, which was... One female rat had once bit a ghee lamp which was offered by someone else on Ekadasi day. By doing so, she achieved a rarely achievable human form and at last attained the topmost destination. Hari Bhakti Vilas from Skanda Puran. The glories of offering a lamp in Kartik. In the Skanda Puran, Lord Brahma and sage Narada converse that the Kartik month of Kartik is very dear to Lord Krishna. When one offers a lamp during the month of Kartik, his sins of many thousands of millions of births perish in half a blink of an eye. Even if there is no mantras, no pious deeds, no purity,
Everything becomes perfect when a person offers a lamp during the month of Kartik. A person who during the month of Kartik offers a lamp to Lord Keshav has already performed all yajnas, sacrifices for the pleasure of the Lord, and bathed in all the holy rivers. The ancestors say, when someone in our family pleases Lord Keshava by offering him a lamp during the month of Kartik, then by the mercy of the Lord who holds the Sudarshan Chakra in his hand, he will attain liberation. To one who either at home or in a temple offers a lamp during the month of Kartik, Lord Vasudev gives great results. A person who offers a lamp to Lord Krishna during the month of Damodar Kartik becomes very glorious and fortunate. No sin exists anywhere in the three worlds that will not be purified by offering a lamp to Lord Keshava during Kartik. My goodness. A person who offers a lamp to Lord Damodar during Kartik attains the eternal spiritual world where there is no more suffering. Sri Sri Damodar Astakam is sung during Kartik, also known as the month of Damodar. As quoted in the Sri Hari Bilas, in the month of Kartik, one should worship Lord Damodar and daily recite the prayer known as Damodar Astakam, which has been spoken by Sage Satyavrata and which attracts Lord Damodar. Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 2, part 2, chapter 16, 198. So all of you are exceedingly fortunate. You've all come here in this Mathura Mandala in this month of Kartik. This time of year, this is the best place to be. We saw practically in our lives, Prabhupada almost always was here in Vrindavan during Kartik. Even I heard one time from Mr. Mayapur himself, Jai Pataka Swami Maharaj told me, that one time Prabhupada spent it in Mayapur. And after that, Prabhupada told him that he will never do that again, he will always spend it in Vrindavan. So even Mr. Mayapur told me this. Because now, of course, here the rain stopped a long time ago, but in Bengal side, it continues to rain, it continues to rain. This is Choma. This is the last month of Chaturmas. So it's been raining for over three months. Now the water has nowhere else to soak. Everything, all the fields are soggy. Everything is completely soggy. Mosquitoes are like anything. Bugs are like anything. Prabhupada told one time during Mayapur festival that in Mayapur there's 50 million species of bugs. So this proves that Mayapur is not part of the material world, because in the material world there's only 8 million species of life altogether. So every day when they're squeegeeing the floor, by the end of the hallway, they get like, 100 kilos of bugs. So after that, Jai Pataka Swami told me that Prabhupada said, I will always spend it in Vrindavan. So you're all very fortunate to be here in Vrindavan. We're in front of the most glorious and wonderful deities in the world, Sri Sri Gornitai, Sri Sri Krishna Baldao, and Sri Sri Radhasham Sundar Lalita Visakha. So we pray to Lord Damodar that you will all be blessed during this wonderful, whatever you're staying for, 1 day or 2 days. Here it says even you just spend once, offer a lamp, once do anything. So much benefit. And we have arranged there's so many programs going on. You can walk around this Mathura Mandala with the Braj Mandala Prakrama. You can come on Prakramas with me. I'm sure there's different classes going on. There's, for those who know Hindi, on the bank, right on the bank of the Jamuna, they made a huge pandal because this is the end of that 500th year of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's entrance into Vrindavan. Kartik Purnima last year was the day that Mahaprabhu, that was the 500th anniversary. So this is the end of that whole year. So at Imlitala, they've arranged a huge program every day, great saintly persons are speaking. I think the first this evening, Rajendraji Maharaj will speak. Then different every day, different devotees are speaking. Different great devotees are speaking. There's Gauranga Leela every day. Wonderful program is going on. So everywhere there's wonderful programs to become Krishna conscious. And any bit of seva that you do in this time of month of Kartik is magnified so many thousands of times. And here this whole purport was talking about how one should become the servant of a Vaishnava. So you should specifically seek out the opportunity to serve Vaishnavas during this month of Kartik. Specifically see if there's chance to serve prasadam or anyway assist the Vaishnavas. We see some older person trying to climb the steps. We should try to help them. Whatever service you can think of. Because this whole purport, half the purport was just spent talking about how no one can become a devotee of Krishna without becoming servant of Krishna's devotees. Because Krishna, he doesn't need anything. He doesn't really need our service also. But devotees, they're struggling to serve Krishna. If we help them in their service somehow or another, then Krishna becomes most pleased. We have seen in Nectar Devotion, Krishna by his own mouth told that that person who says he's my devotee, I do not know who he is. But that person who says he's a devotee of my devotee, he's actually my devotee. So we have wonderful opportunity to serve Vaishnavas in this holy month of Kartik. We have wonderful opportunity. Every night there's arrangement for you to offer lamps. We just heard all the glories of offering a lamp. That you can also do. We'll set up all the tables and you can help give lamps to all the Vaishnavas. Because there's a big crowd. You can take some lamps and go around in the crowd, and especially the older devotees who don't like to jostle in all that rush. You can give to the senior devotees some lamps. Any service you can do. So specifically this month of Kartik is known as Damodar, and this purport also mentions about Lord Mother Yasoda chastising Damodar. So we'll explain something about that pastime and some wonderful commentaries by our acharyas. Because what happened was Mother Yasoda was thinking that everybody in Braj is complaining that my little Lala is stealing their butter. Everybody's complaining. There can only be one reason. It must be that the servant girls don't make the butter properly. Because otherwise, my Patidev, Nanda Baba, he has got 9 lakhs of cows. These things are flowing in our house like milk, butter, yogurt, ghee. They're flowing in our house like a river. Why he'll go somewhere else to steal? Only be that the servant girls are not making the butter properly. It's so hard to get good help these days. Even 5,000 years ago, Mother Yasoda had this complaint. So she decided tomorrow is Diwali, because this Damodar pastime happened on Diwali, which is the very middle, the very heart of the month of Kartik. So I will give them all day off, and I will personally churn the butter. Then Lala won't have to steal from somebody else. So out of those 9 lakhs of cows, there's 1,000 very special cows. They get the nicest grass and nicest foodstuffs to give lots and lots of milk. Then from those 1,000 special cows, that their milk is taken and fed to 100 very special cows. Then the milk of those very special cows is taken and fed to 10 extremely special cows. And the milk of those extremely special cows is taken and given to Krishna's favorite cow, Padma Ganda. So you all know Padma, right? Lotus. And Ganda means fragrant. Her milk is fragrant like a lotus. So Mother Yasoda, she took that milk from Padma Ganda and she heated it up to make yogurt. Because in Braj, we don't scrape off the cream and churn that into butter. We take the whole milk, turn it into yogurt, and then churn that yogurt into butter. You can come in February to our Brindakun festival. and have a hand at churning yogurt into butter. You can see it before your eyes. And I read one article that that butter that's made, butter and ghee made from the yogurt, doesn't creates good cholesterol rather than the bad cholesterol. The one that's made from the cream, like they do in the West, that creates the bad cholesterol. So she set up the yogurt, the heated up the milk to set it up for making yogurt. So the next day, on Diwali day, Mother Yasoda, she was very clever. Because all the mothers, they know this. Those who are going to be mother, you will learn it very quickly, that you cannot get anything done around the house as long as the children are awake. Is it? All the mothers are laughing, they know. So Mother Yasoda, she put Lala to rest. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Singing sweet lullaby, she put Lala to rest. Then there's a big pot for churning the butter. She poured all the yogurt into that pot. And there's a little rod with little spokes coming like this. And two ropes tie it to the wall, and then one rope you wind around like that, and then prrr, 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 prrr. She began churning the yogurt. Prrr, prrr. And this churning rod was making sound just like mridanga. Brr, brr, brr. And Mother Yasoda, she has so many bangles. I'm always so sad when I go to West. Nobody has bangles. Our Indian ladies, we can't go outside the house without bangles. So, anyway, Mother Yasoda has so many bangles. Ching, 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 ching. Just like kartals. And Mother Yasoda, she's singing the names of her little Lala. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So this mridanga is going prrr, prrr, prrr. This karkal is going ching, ching. Krishna Nam is going. This is kirtan. And this is Vatsalya Prem Kirtan. Now Prabhupada explains, if even ordinary people like us chant the holy name, then Radha and Krishna go, oh, someone is singing our name. And Prabhupada explained, the trick is, you have to sing with so much love, so nicely, that Radha and Krishna will say, oh, someone is singing our name with so much love, let us go and see who it is. So that is just for ordinary kirtan. You hear about Vatsalya Prem Kirtan is going on, how Krishna can sleep? He immediately woke up. But then he saw that the bed is very high, the bed is very tall, and he is very small. So he pushed his legs over the end of the bed, but he can't reach to the floor. And now he's gone down so far, he is unable to pull himself up either. He's stuck there like this. He's beginning to cry. But brr, brr, Mother Yasoda, she can't hear his crying. So anyhow, boom, he dropped down. So then he ran to the churning room, and that person who's churning the hearts of everyone in the universe, he tried to stop the churning rod of Mother Yasoda. Ching, ching. Then Mother Yasoda saw him, oh, this Lala must be hungry. She thought he must be hungry. So she set him on her lap, and she pushed her breast into his mouth and began to feed him milk from her breast. We can't imagine the fortune of Mother Yasoda. And she's seeing his beautiful blackish face, lotus petal eyes, new little teeth are coming, little pearl-like drops of milk are coming from the corners of his mouth as he's sucking milk. She just forgot everything. In fact, she forgot that she has some milk on the stove for making sweets for Lala. So, we read in Srimad Bhagavatam that milk began to boil over.
But in their commentaries, our acharyas have explained what actually happened was that milk was thinking that Madhi Yasoda, she has got the perfection of life. And she has unlimited love for Lala. She will unlimitedly give milk. Krishna has unlimited love for Yasoda. He will unlimitedly drink. She will unlimitedly give. He will drink. She will give. He will drink. This will go on forever. I will never get offered to Krishna. So what is the use of my life? He decided to suicide himself by jumping in the fire. So then, Madhi Yasoda, she smelled something, huh? So then she tried to put Lala down. I don't know if in English we have a saying, like a monkey on your back. I don't know if you ever dealt with a monkey. They've not only got four hands, they have a tail also. And to get one off of your back, they'll put their tail around your neck, they'll grab you with their four hands. Anyhow, Madhi Yasoda is trying to put this Lala down. He's just grabbing, he's putting his legs around her arm like that. Anyhow, somehow or other, Madhi Yasoda, with great difficulty, she just pushed him onto the floor and she ran to the kitchen. And we heard in Srimad Bhagavatam that she pulled some wood out and sprinkled some water to stop the milk from boiling over. But our acharyas have explained what actually happened, that milk was thinking that Madhi Yasoda has the perfection of life. Lord Damodar, in his most attractive form, is sitting on her lap taking milk from her breast. We can't imagine how fortunate is Mother Yasoda. All we can say is, Ma Yasoda ki? But she's not worried about her own happiness. She's worried about the Vaishnava. This milk is a Vaishnava who's going to be offered to Krishna in the form of sweets. She's concerned for the Vaishnavas. Seeing Mother Yasoda's extraordinary love for the Vaishnavas, that milk decided not to suicide himself. He jumped back into the pot. Meanwhile, Lala, he's thinking, well, I was drinking milk so nicely and this Mata just threw me on the ground like this. What is this? So he thought, what can he do? Now this butter churning pot, because that wooden rod is there, has to be very thick. So it's not very easy to break. But Lala saw there's a stone in the kitchen, you know, for grinding the spices, for grinding the palak. You know, that's a very heavy stone. So Lala grabbed that stone and pow! He smashed a hole in the butter pot. And half-churned butter and whey and everything, yogurt, went all over the floor. Then he thought, uh-oh, I'm going to get in big trouble. So he ran out the door, but on the way he saw in the storeroom there's butter hanging from the rafters from the day before. And he thought, But he's very small and the butter is very tall. So he decided he'll climb on the ukkal, wooden grinding mortar. So he pulled it underneath that pot, he climbed on top, he got that pot down, and he ran out to the courtyard and sat down and began to eat the butter. So meanwhile, Madhi Yasoda, she returned from the butter churning room to the butter churning room, and she saw there's a big mess. Outside Lala, he's having a good time eating the butter. But you've all probably been here in Vrindavan long enough to know that as soon as there's something to eat, then who comes? Monkeys, huh? You'll see that all of us who stay here permanently, we all have a stick, isn't it? It's very good for monkeys without tails and with tails both. So all the monkeys appeared. Then Krishna thought, in my previous avatar as Lord Ram, these monkeys did so much service for me. I didn't give them anything. At least let me give them a little butter. So he began feeding butter to all the monkeys. So meanwhile, Madhi Yasoda, she found this big mess in the butter churning room. And you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out what happened. There's these tiny little buttery footprints going into the storeroom. There's buttery little footprints on the ukkal. Buttery little footprints going back out to the courtyard. On the way to the courtyard, Madhi Yasoda grabbed a stick. And Lala, he's feeding butter to the monkeys. He's not seeing what's happening. But the monkeys, they saw that stick.
That's why we all carry, who live here, we carry stick. Because the monkey, he will jump on your shoulder, he'll grab your glasses, go, jump up on the wall, and sit there in that part that sits in your nose. And you can yell, you can scream, you can wave your hands. He knows he's out of your reach. You don't exist for him. But if you have a stick, oh, he throws those glasses and brrr, he's up the tree. So all the monkeys, they saw that stick. Brrr, they all ran up the tree. Then Lala, he turned around. He saw Madhyasodas coming with a stick. So he began running all around the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And he was just running and running. And Madhyasoda, she's got these big, heavy hips. She has big, swollen breasts. She can't run so fast like this Lala. She's just running behind him. He's seeing she's coming. He's running and running. And we heard in Srimad Bhagavatam that her hair became loose and the flowers in her hair fell down to the ground. But our acharyas have explained what really happened was those flowers were thinking that Mother Yasoda, she's chasing that same supreme personality of Godhead that the yogis are chasing within their hearts for thousands of years, and they're only unable to see, hardly able to see the ray from his toenail, and she's chasing that same supreme personality of Godhead. Our position is not on the head of Mother Yasoda. Our position is on the feet of Mother Yasoda. They came down to touch Mother Yasoda's feet. So then Lala, he saw, because Prabhupada explains, the inside courtyard is for the ladies and the outside courtyard is for the men. So he saw Madhyasoda's gaining on him, so he ran into the outside courtyard. So the Madhyasoda got there, she looked, no one's there, so she ran right after him with her stick. And she's running and running. And Lala saw Madhyasoda, she's huffing and puffing. It's too much, she's got big heavy breasts and big heavy hips. So then he let her catch him. Then he began to rub his eyes and all his cudgel is smeared all over his face, you know. And he's crying, oh, Maya, I'll be good. I won't do it again. Please, please forgive me, you know. And Mother Yasoda saw he's looking at that stick. She thought it is not good if he becomes too frightened. So she threw that stick away. And she said, Lala, all right, I'm going to forgive you. We didn't hear this in Srimad Bhagavatam, but our acharyas have explained that Mother Yasoda said, all right, I will forgive you, but you did two offenses. One was to break the butter pot. That was a very naughty thing to do. That one I'm going to forgive you. But the stealing, if you grow up to become a thief, you will get so much trouble in your later life. I'm going to have to punish you, just like we were reading here in the purport, huh? I will have to punish you for that so that you learn a lesson not to be a thief. And your accomplice in this theft, for all the Russians, your comrade, was this ukkal. So I'm going to tie the both of you together. So then Mother Yasoda, she got some ropes and she tied it around the ukkal and she came to tie it around Lala's waist and his two fingers too short. Then she got some more ropes, and still his two fingers too short. Then she got more ropes. And all the older gopis, her friends came, and they're all laughing. Adi Maya, this morning you tied a little black string around his waist. Now with all this rope, you can't tie him up. Because you may have seen in the villages, all the little children, they have a little black string around their waist. And all this rope, you can't tie him up. So Mother Yasoda got more rope, and she still can't tie him up. Because our acharyas explained, Mother Yasoda, she's angry. Angry means mode of passion, rajagun. Can we tie up Krishna with rajagun? We can't even tie up Krishna with satragun. So how she's going to tie Krishna? So then she got all those little ropes that we tie the back legs of the cows with. Because first of all, you know that milk comes from the cow, right? Some people don't. My Guru Kripa told me that he never knew it came from a cow. It comes in a carton and my mother buys it in the store. But anyway, there's an animal called a cow and she makes milk. And underneath there's an udder and all that milk is sitting there. And you have to squeeze the little teats like this and the milk comes out. Now you may squeeze too much and the cow will, she'll kick. They have a special way of kicking. They're boom, they have, I don't know if you've ever seen, their leg is made in a funny way, and then, pow, then you, the pail of milk, everything goes flying. So we have these little ropes. You may not know, I was in South Africa, and I went on the Food for Life van. We went to way in the village, still I never saw a cow anywhere. So you may not know all these things, but anyway, so we have these little ropes that we tie around the legs of the cow. Then even if we pinch, she can't knock everything over, including herself. So Mother Yasoda got those ropes. And all her friends are laughing, so then Mother Yasoda, she also began to laugh. As soon as Mother Yasoda laughed, and she transcended all the modes of nature, and immediately, boom, she was able to tie this lala up. Then she went back to the churning room to clean up the mess. So meanwhile, Krishna is sitting there all tied up. And Balaram and all the cowherd boys come. From a distance, Balaram sees Lala is all tied up, Kaniya is all tied up to this ukkal. So Balaram becomes furious. All right, Kaniya, who did this? You just tell me who that person is. I will burn them to ashes. Because we know Baladev, in his form as Anantashesh, he destroys the universe by fire when there's necessity. I will burn that person to ashes. Just tell me who did this. Maya? Maya, what did you do? I didn't do nothing. Nah. If Maya did this, I'm not getting involved. You must have done something. Nah, I didn't do anything, but yeah. Nah. All right, Stoka Krishna, Ujjal, Arjun Saka, come on, untie this. Hey, Madi. Oh, Madhumanga, come here. Oh, Batuka. We call him Batuka, means young Brahmin boy. So we sing Batu Dvijaraj. Oh, Batuk, come here. Madhumanga says, look, you guys always make the plan. You guys always execute the plan. Then you guys all run away. I'm lame. I get stuck behind. I'm the one who gets in trouble. Now you're in trouble. I'm happy. I'm not getting involved.